This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Yesterday, an anonymous threat of violence was made through a texting app towards a middle school staff member and a small group of specifically named middle school students. That, according to a press release from Syosław School Superintendent Andy Grzkowiak. In the initial release, the report says that police are investigating the incident to determine the perpetrator. The threat was made after school hours yesterday. Grzkowiak said that for safety purposes, all student bags would be searched prior to entry to the school, and additional police will be present. And late last night, an additional message was sent by Grzkowiak to say that the police had determined the identity of the student who made the threat, and that police do not believe that there is any credible threat, and that the student has neither the ability or the means to carry out the threat. Grzkowiak says, in essence, it was a prank that went too far. A full report is expected to be released today. Florence Emergency Cold Weather Shelter is slated to be open this evening as temperatures are expected to drop to freezing overnight and some light snow is possible. According to Greg Wood with the Presbyterian Church of the Syosław, there will also be a limited amount of space to accommodate those with dogs. Registration begins at 5 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6 p.m. As always, transportation will be provided from three areas around Florence: the Syosław Public Library, Safeway, and Fred Meyer. Wood says volunteer workers are also needed, and any person willing to help can contact the volunteer coordinator, Maris Robeson, at mmrobeson@icloud.com. The Syosław Watershed Council will hold a gathering tomorrow evening at the Syosław Public Library from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The discussion will center around Oregon's rocky ocean habitats. Explanations about the rocky ocean ecosystem, unique habitat adaptations, and historical protections will be part of the topics. In addition, there will be a discussion of the King Tides Project, Coast Watch, and citizen science opportunities. There's another round of King Tides in the month of February from the 8th through the 10th, which coincides with the February 9th full moon. The gathering is free and open to the public. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, January 14th, 2020.